It's International Asteroid Day, and Asteroid Day was officially launched at the end of 2014, and it was co-founded by Stephen Hawking and others, one of whom was Brian May, the guitarist for Queen, who's also an astrophysicist. And Asteroid Day has the aims of raising awareness about asteroids and what can be done to protect the Earth from a catastrophic event involving an asteroid. Well, the director of the Otago Museum, astronomer Dr. Ian Griffin, is with us. Kia ora, Ian.
Kia ora, Karen. How are you doing?
Good. Isn't that interesting that Asteroid Day originated from the desire to save the planet? So what can we realistically do about any impending catastrophe?
Well, you've got to remember, Karen, today is the 113th anniversary of something called the Tunguska event. Back in 1998, there was a really massive explosion, possibly the biggest explosion in our atmosphere in recorded history, above Tunguska in Siberia. And that was caused by an asteroid, probably, or maybe a comet, that exploded about 10 kilometres above the ground, and it laid waste to thousands of kilometres of land beneath it. So, obviously, we're all familiar with, you know, the films like Deep Impact or maybe Armageddon, where we see an asteroid coming to hit the Earth. But these things actually do come to the Earth and do pose a risk. So Asteroid Day is all about raising awareness of that and saying, look, we should be thinking about this because, you know, the future of civilization is important.
Yes, indeed. What could we possibly do about that?
Well, there are people, I used to be one such person, who try and look for asteroids that might potentially impact the Earth. Because if you find them far enough in advance, there are ways potentially of stopping them hitting the Earth. But it's getting more and more difficult to do that because, as you may have seen in the last few years, lots and lots and lots of satellites are being launched by Elon Musk and others. And that's making it more and more difficult to survey the sky. So the whole challenge of us finding these asteroids that might hit the Earth is becoming more and more difficult. And, you know, part of the reason for Asteroid Day being around is to say, look, these things, it's quite rare for these things to hit the Earth. But if they do hit the Earth, they have a huge impact on the future of civilization. And that's what today's all about.
All right. So we can't really divert them, can we? Can we get rid of them? How big are they?
Well, there are about over 150 asteroids bigger than 1 kilometre have been discovered that cross the path of the Earth. And a 1 kilometre asteroid hitting the Earth is really a bad day for Earth. So it's the kind of thing that happened back when the dinosaurs were wiped out 65 million years ago. So astronomers are quite keen to try and detect these things. And actually, you can divert them. If you find them, you can predict they're going to hit the Earth far enough in advance that you can potentially figure out ways of missing the Earth and maybe avoiding this terrible catastrophe that might happen. But the challenge for us all at the moment is that the whole search program is being disrupted by these new satellites that are going into orbit around the Earth.
And just in terms of being able to see them, you say, so there are a group of people, a lot of people around the Earth who look out for them?
Yes, there's a bunch of search programs, and every clear night, even down here in New Zealand, at the Mount John Observatory, Alan Gilmore and Pam Kilmartin are out there looking for near-Earth asteroids that, you know, might hit us in the future. But across the planet, astronomers are looking for these things. And the really amazing thing about this is that if we find them, we can predict, you know, maybe they will hit the Earth in 100 years or so, and we can figure out ways of perhaps diverting them. And there are lots of ways of doing that. Maybe you can land in a rocket and divert them, or maybe you can shine lights at them and divert them. But the key thing is to find these things. And what today is all about, International Asteroid Day, is saying, look, it sounds ridiculous that the Earth is under threat, but these things, if they do hit us, they could pose a massive risk to us, and we need to find them, and we need to really work hard at finding them.
How does shining a light at an asteroid divert it?
Well, oddly, that's a really interesting question, Karen. Bizarrely, if you find an asteroid that might hit the Earth in 100 years' time, if you shine a bright laser at it for a few weeks or a few months, potentially you can divert it enough that it will miss the Earth. So actually being able to find these things is the most important part of this. And the survey programs that are going on across the planet, you know, there are ones going on in the Northern Hemisphere and also in the Southern Hemisphere, finding these things and actually giving us warning gives us the opportunity to kind of mitigate the risk of them hitting us in the future.
But can you just explain how that works? How does the light divert it?
Well, simply sunlight reflecting off an asteroid has a pressure on the asteroid, and even though it's a little tiny bit of pressure, that might be enough to actually move it away from the Earth to impact it in the future. So there are lots of ways of potentially avoiding the risk of asteroids hitting us. But the key thing really is to find them and understand what the risk to us is in the future. And Asteroid Day is all about raising the profile of this, because I know it sounds crazy. I mean, we've all seen Armageddon and the film Deep Impact. And, you know, if an asteroid hits the Earth, it's a really bad day for this planet.
Yes.
And the really key thing is to actually find these things. That's what astronomers are trying to do. But also, once we find them, we know what the chances of them hitting us in the future are, and that we can figure out ways of mitigating that risk.
How do you look for them? Can you see them with the naked eye? They'd have to be pretty big, wouldn't they?
Oh, well, there are very few asteroids that are visible with the naked eye, but I've personally found about, I think it's 26 asteroids. In a previous life, before I used to direct a museum, I used to be an astronomer, and I was really interested in finding asteroids that potentially might hit the Earth. And as a side effect of that work, I managed to find 26 new asteroids. And one of the really amazing things about doing that is you get to be able to name them. So I've got a bunch of asteroids named after my wife and my kids and, you know, various people I care for and I love. So there are some benefits of being an asteroid astronomer as well.
What's your one called, Ian?
No, you're not allowed to name them after yourself. So as I say, my wife has an asteroid named after her. My mother-in-law has you have to name one after the mother-in-law, of course. But
do you?
Also, yeah.
Okay, so what is your, for example, what's your wife's asteroid called?
It's called Maria Griffin, 10924. It was just the 10,924th asteroid that was discovered. And I proposed the name because, as I say, I love my wife Billy. And if you Google it, you can see there is actually an asteroid named after her.
But if you're not allowed to name it after yourself, how come she's allowed to have one named after herself?
Well, because I can name them after people I kind of regard or care for, but you're not, you know, it's frowned upon to name them after yourself, and you wouldn't dream of doing that.
I see. So what's yours called? You could get her to name yours.
No, I don't have one named after myself.
You don't?
But I've named asteroids after... the city of Dunedin has an asteroid named after it. The city of Auckland, they were asteroids I discovered. And Maungakiki, one of the asteroids I found back in 1999, we found from the Stardome Observatory. And obviously that's located in One Tree Hill on Maungakiki. So there is an asteroid named after that as well.
Oh, gee. And is it okay to say Happy Asteroid Day? Not
Absolutely.
Really.
You know, I mean, joking aside, I mean, I think all of us should be slightly concerned. I mean, there are many frightening things in the world today. We all know about COVID, etc. But, you know, an asteroid hitting the Earth would be a bad day for our whole planet. And it's really important that we raise awareness of this and make sure that, you know, amidst all of the worries we have, we say, look, this is something we should care about, and maybe we should invest a little bit into astronomy. Maybe we should fund some research in the Southern Hemisphere to try and find these asteroids.
Oh, very good, Ian. That's very interesting. Thank you very much.
Great speaking to you. Cheers, Karen.
Bye-bye. That's the director of the Otago Museum, astronomer Dr. Ian Griffin.